I hear me, so it must be on the air. That was Bob Dylan, Masters of War. Listen to it if you, you know, don't have time to consult the Bible. Turn to Bob Dylan, Masters of War. That'll do. I believe we are joined by Montreal publisher Robin Philpott. The title of his piece, Encounter Punch, on February the 1st, 2017, was The New World Order Hits Quebec City. Are you there, Robin?
Hi, Phil. Hi. How are you?
It's very nice to talk to you, Robin, under these conditions. You had the attack on the mosque. The whole world has heard about it. And so I thought it was very appropriate that you wrote a piece in Counterpunch, which addressed, in a way, by the new raising the issue of the New World Order, the context, and context is so important, of in which this terrible crime took place. Well, let's first of all set that. You, in your article, Counterpunch, you point out that we've been at this now under the leadership of George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton and Bush the Little and then Obama, and apparently Trump is going to become a player, in which countries that are Islamic are under attack. Though not all of them, and certainly the ones that are under attack are highly political matters, but this has all been turned into only a discussion about Islam.
Yeah,
you want to expand on that a bit?
Yeah. Well, what struck me is that the man who's accused of doing this shooting up and most likely very guilty and this terrible killing was born 27 years ago, at the very year that George Bush Sr. announced the New World Order. And you start thinking about what does this New World Order consist of? And it consists of regime change by violent means, bombing, using proxy terrorists, and it, you know, as we've talked about before about Rwanda, but it would bombing in Yugoslavia against Serbia. Then Afghanistan, which was imperial diktat, where they decided that instead of dealing with the government there to go after Al-Qaeda, then 2003, the invasion of Iraq, just bombing and changing regime change up until today. And every administration has done it. And that kind of attitude where you promote military means, you promote terrorism, your own, our allies are the ones,
call to the military. You point out in your article this young man was a cadet and liked weapons, because right now, liking weapons, being a gung-ho person, that's what the message we're getting from all of our films. A lot of the rhetoric, ex-military guys are continually yelling at us on television about how tough you got to be.
And you know, there's been a lot of trying to, what I would say, pseudo-analysis of what happened in Quebec. And unfortunately, there's this tendency to lump collective guilt on Quebecers for this. They lump a lot of things together. They talk about trash radio. Well, trash radio is a problem in Quebec City. That is a recognized problem. They are the most gung-ho warriors. They pander to, there's a military base just north of Quebec City, and they're always supporting the soldiers whenever anything's happening, whenever there's a contingent heading off to Afghanistan or heading off to Iraq, or as they have, you know, they are the ones up front. And they just hate the anti-war people. And there's one thing I wanted to point out is, if you accuse Quebec or Quebecers of being profoundly anti-Islamic, well, you've got to go back and think about 2003, where we had these enormous marches in January, minus 25. You know, we're talking about 150,000, 250,000 people in the streets of Montreal. Big dip marches in Quebec City as well.
Nothing comparable, certainly on this continent, in war resistance.
Proportionally, we looked into it. Proportionally, they were the biggest in the world. And if Canada did not go into, and every political party, and that means the governing Parti Québécois at the time and the two opposition parties, including Liberals, they were wearing these ribbons against the war. And at that same time, the Premier of Ontario if it's Epp or Eves, I can't remember, Ernie something. He was
Ernest,
mad
Ernie
as hell.
Eves?
Yeah, he was in favor of going to war with George W. Bush. Yeah. So if Canada remained out of that war, it was mainly due to Quebec, because Jean Chrétien didn't
want
to have...
Well, here, Trash Radio was talking about how the French are all cowards.
Yeah.
And in the United States, they couldn't buy French fries anymore.
Yeah,
they had
exactly.
Freedom fries. So even Stephen Colbert wanted to fight.
Yeah, exactly. And these are not signs of profound anti-Islam or anti-Muslim feelings. You had the same thing in 2006 when Israel invaded Lebanon. It was there were big demonstrations. It was summer, I remember, August 2006. The leaders of the sovereignty, the leaders of the nationalists, which everybody is trying to accuse of being Islamophobic, were out there marching with the people. And you know what they were all accused of being? Allies of Hezbollah, at the time. And yes, for being anti-Semitic, because they were against that demonstration. So it's and you know, once again, the people who the trash radio hates the most in Quebec City are the independence people, who are often anti-war. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there have been, I would say...
That's a history of that... Of what now is recognized by the Canadian Parliament as a nation. The history of that nation is it is not enthusiastic about imperial wars,
exactly,
because it considers itself a victim of imperial war.
Exactly, and it does not want, I mean, people, and this is, I'm talking quite generally of the history of Quebec and history, is that it does not want to go and sort of intervene elsewhere in the world to say, well, this is how you have to run things. And that's the relationship between what I wanted to point out in that article is about the New World Order is one where might is right. Mm-hmm. Arms, in any manner possible, we change the regime, we decide what happens. And, you know, the other thing is the hypocrisy of this New World Order. You say we're going to go after these countries, and of which are majority Muslim countries, yet I would say the main culprits of what we've called Islamic terrorism are our closest allies in the Middle East, and that is Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Yeah, the ones who, by the way, the ones that Mr. Trump did not ban.
Exactly. And that Mr. Obama did not touch either.
Yeah, they work from, by the way, in fairness to everybody, they work from the same list.
They work from the same list,
exactly. The list that Obama was using for exclusion were countries, as I think Counterpunch, and maybe it's in your article as well, pointed out, these are the countries that were on the list to have regime change. All of them.
Right. All of them.
And
they're all countries.
Their nationals can't come in.
And they're all countries except for, yes, well, Iran has been hit, but they're all countries that have been bombed by the United States as well. And they've, the other thing is that, and this trash radio in Quebec City was in favor of bombing Libya as well. In other words, there's what happens is trash radio reflects an ambient sound, or they talk about what the political decision makers are deciding, and they'll always back reactionary right wing politics. Well, so if we start looking for blame for what this shooting in Quebec, terrible shooting in Quebec City, well, we have to start asking the right questions. And I like this Thomas Pynchon quote that said, if they can get you to ask the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about the answers. And I think that's the kind of situation we're in now.
Yes.
For instance, Mr. Trudeau, everybody says, well, he's defending the Muslims. Well, if he were really defending Muslims, and the Muslim country.
Why does he help bomb Yemen? Yeah, go on, sir.
Why does he help bomb Yemen, and why does he sell for $14 billion worth of military material to Saudi Arabia?
By the way, you and I cannot figure this out. We study politics. And then you take a troubled young man who's using too much medicine, and if he tries to understand the world around him, how is he going to figure it out?
He
opens the door and notices a huge contradiction. There's something wrong in the storyline that they've created.
Yeah, exactly.
So he thinks, well, I'm going to be one imagines. Yeah. He might think he's going to solve the whole thing himself.
And so I really do think that it forces us to evaluate what the New World Order has stood for.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to lay the blame on this. I mean, if there's a collective blame to be laid, it seems very clear that the man acted by himself and was a very confused man. They make a He's often referred to Trump and Marine Le Pen, but he liked our Jack Layton,
yeah,
an anti-war Social Democrat. He liked Kate Perry. He liked, then he also liked the Israeli Defense Force.
Yeah, by the way, the Jewish Forward, the paper in New York, pointed this out, how they say, why are the media keep going around and not mentioning that? To them, that's significant.
Yeah.
See, everybody looks, we all wanted to know what is, you know, the old thing, what's he reading? Everybody looks over the shoulders of powerful people, what's he reading? And so if they see one name on there that they can run outside and yell it, they do it. But they forget there are nine other names.
Yeah, that, basically, you cannot conclude anything from what he liked on his Facebook, other than that he was a very confused man. And the rest, but you can...
We discussed this, too, in the past, Robin, the inconsistency and the hysteria, not of troubled individuals, but of leaders, has contributed mightily. I remember when every government leader in Europe was marching on the streets of Paris to defend, we're all Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah.
And Charlie Hebdo was a bunch of obscene cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. And they all said, well, yeah, but we're a free country. We do that. But then this happens and everybody says, oh, hey, we have to look at Trash Radio. Why don't you look at yourselves?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were all Charlie. And that was anybody who thought about it, any editor would say, no, we don't run junk, hateful junk. But they all said, oh, yes, we do. We're a free country.
And, in fact, we have to do it. And you have to.
It's our duty to run junk.
Agree with them.
Yes.
And other than that, then you're a fascist or you're against freedom of speech.
Yes.
And yet now all of a sudden they're saying, well, we have to be respectful.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold. One other point, and you've covered this a lot in your radio program, but I'll just remember. Everybody in Hollywood is up in arms about Trump. But if it were 2 or 3 years ago, where were they when American Sniper and Clint Eastwood were being toasted and celebrated because of the film? That film glorified a man who wanted to go and kill more and more Muslims.
A sworn hater of Muslims.
And
he
Hollywood,
said he was sorry he had not killed more.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yet Hollywood...
It's a great American movie.
So
I guess in a sense it's true.
Yeah, and so it's, in other words, there's a terrible amount of hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, and of course we're sensitive to the Anglo-French historical issue of our country, and the fact is that as anything happens, the great wagging figure, finger rather, arises in the Globe and Mail and wags at Quebec, but the word values comes up, you know, but. We have two candidates, at least, for leadership of the Federal Conservative Party who want to bring values. And I remember when Harper had people swearing in as citizens in a hockey arena to make sure they understood that here we play hockey, pal. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you had to have a Tim Hortons coffee in your hand.
Yes,
exactly.
You have to have roll the lip and see if your sister is going to be allowed in the country. Yeah.
Yeah, and the nationalist movement, or you might say the Parti Québécois in particular, because it didn't encompass everybody, made a serious mistake in their charter of values approach, but I don't think they were soundly defeated, and nobody seriously wants to bring that back, and that people are just saying, well, this was a mistake, and all the current leadership is not promoting it.
But it's a mistake that is being shared around the continent. And it's not just Trump, it's Obama and Hillary, and it's
and
because
it also
you
has
have,
to do
you
with
have an
the
empire.
New World Order, and that's where you know the idea. It's a reaction to the New World Order. One thing, and I think I would like to advance it in a sense, saying that every time that a so-called somebody calling himself Muslim and goes and there is a terrorist act, you have to say that 95% of those things come directly from our allies.
Yeah.
You know, the Saudis, the Qatar, Israel as well. I mean, those kind of that kind of killing.
Yes.
And so we're not looking and saying, well, okay, we got to stop this, but we got to break relations with Saudi Arabia.
Well, we need heroes who are known to be diplomats and also speak in a level voice and with respect toward others. That might
yes.
help. Robin
yeah.
Philpott, it's a great article. The New World Order hits Quebec City, February the 1st, 2017. Counterpunch. I hope everybody will read it. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay.
Bye.
This has been the Taylor Report, and I thank Phil Conlon and Ian and Charlotte for driving us through the and never hitting a pothole. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.